خد تشكي شكيت مدن تسيد وقيمة تغورتين دي وتلالا نسيمة تسيقد لات سدت رمغي سكاد استكاس تميدارات سنتسي يلي لمين شونتي ليلي تمين تسد سنتسي يلي لمين شونتي ليلي تمين تسد ورهي اللي غاتتي دك غلي غتري كيني تتي أركبت يارك عباران تمط دوك ده غنمي سكت سدت رمغي سكت استقص تمي دارت سنتسي اللي لمين شونتي ليلي تمين تسد سنتسي اللي لمين شونتي ليلي تمين تسد دغتيط نفلا تمين جد شون دا سويتي واتجد يتظلم تهين تنسى تسهيل لد سدت رمغي سكاد استاكاس تمي دارد سنتسي اللي لمين شون تيلي لتمين تسد سنتسي اللي لمين شون تيلي لتمين تسد
Tanariwen with Takis Timitaret. They're a Grammy-winning group of Tuareg musicians from Mali who formed in 1979 and are considered one of the pioneering forces behind desert blues. They included that one on their 2011 album, Tasili. The title translates to Scorching Afternoon. Before that, we heard Bruce Coburn with If a Tree Falls. He's a singer-songwriter and guitarist from Ottawa who's been playing professionally for over 40 years. He's played Folkfest 7 times, the first in 1974 at the first Winnipeg Folk Festival and the last in 2017. He originally included that song on his 1989 album Big Circumstance, and that's an acoustic version from the 2005 deluxe edition of the album. Before that, we heard Wilco and Roger McGuinn with James Alley Blues. We hear one now from Ellen Fraze, a contemporary artist who grew up on a dairy farm in Saskatchewan. This one, All in Its Own Time, is from her 2022 album, For Each Flower Growing.
Once they were so vibrant, fully bloomed in colors so divine. Fall appeared in gray and brown, stems cracked up, leaves fell down, seeds left to scatter on the ground. Started softly falling down upon the autumn leaves. winter knocking at my door. Lonely feeling came to me. Now I'm trapped where none can see me. Bitter winds blow cold and strong, waiting, hiding, ready all along. All in its own time, all in time. Did you see the flowers on the table in the summertime? Memories of splendor fully bloomed in color so divine. Spring appeared in green and gold, blooming fields bright and bold. Another season's story to be told. I am hungry, how are you? You say that every lie came true. I will hold you anyway, and you'll grow strong and leave one day. Is there any other way? Look desire in its face. Watch it eat and leave no trace. Such delicious fear. Bruises from a starving hand. Just the ache I understand. After you have swallowed me, who do you think you will be? You'll be you and I'll be me. Still I will lay my body down, and in your many voices drown. All we are a hidden pool. We are so long, we are so cool. Underneath we're dark and cruel. And I am hungry, how are you? You say that every lie came. Is there any more to say? But take the front door, leave just once, and don't return. There are no chances pending. If you want to live this way, only those like you will play, and they never play to stay.
By at night. the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows. I asked the captain for the time of day. He said he threw his watch away. A long and steel ray. Short cross time, and I'm on my way back home. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows.
Smog with In the Pines. Smog is the name that Bill Callahan recorded under between the late 1990s and early 2000s. Callahan is an American singer-songwriter and guitarist. That one's off his 2005 album, A River Ain't Too Much to Love. It's an old American folk song that likely came from the Appalachian region. Before that, we heard Farron with I Am Hungry. She's a musician and poet from British Columbia, and her last time with Folkfest was in 2018. That one's off her 1992 live album, Not a Still Life, recorded at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco. And before that, we heard Ellen Fraze with All in Its Own Time. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com. Today on the show, we're playing living folk and roots artists who we want to see next year at the 50th Winnipeg Folk Festival. Here's one now from David Francie. He's a Scottish-born Canadian folk singer, and he's played Folkfest 3 times, the last time in 2013. This song, Torn Screen Door, is the title track from his first album from 1999, though this recording is off his 2006 album, The First Set, live from Folk Alley.
A late summer day and my love and I went walking. Over hills and fields we walked, laughing and talking. Came across an old farmhouse standing broken and bare. It used to be someone's home, now no one lives there. And there's a red barn standing held together with nails and dust. And a tired old massy Harris, all wires and rust. And weeds overgrown and a garden sown with care. It used to be someone's home, now no one lives there. And through the crack in the window pane, hear the sound of the falling rain. Another farm being left run down, another family moved into town. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door, nobody lives here no more. They worked the fingers to the bone, nothing left they could call their own. Packed it in under leaden skies, just a weed waving them goodbye. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door, nobody lives here no more. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door, nobody lives here no more.
Each year there are more people living on the streets, their ranks growing geometrically. And in fact, the numbers are increasing by the exact same degree as the rents are rising. The situation is clear. If we don't change this reality, there ain't no civilization here. But what if all the renters stopped paying the rent and showed our collective might? What if we kept on refusing until housing was a human right? Each year, things get grimmer. Feels more like the sting of defeat. More and more people working 2 or 3 jobs who still can't make ends meet. What if we all said to our neighbors, here's what we will do. If the authorities come to evict anyone, we'll all come and stand with you. What if all the renters stopped paying the rent and showed our collective might? What if we kept on refusing until housing was a human right? Each year is more dystopic, beyond what anyone can stand. But there was a time in this country when evictions were banned, when the Union of the Unemployed organized, and then they passed rent control 90 years ago. We can make them do it again. What if all the renters stopped paying the rent and showed our collective might? What if we kept on refusing until housing was a human right? What if all the renters stopped paying the rent and showed our collective might? What if we kept on refusing until housing was a human right? Housing was a human right. Housing was a human right.
I've pissed a tequila anaconda the full length of the parking lot. Oh, I talk too loose. Again, I talk too open and free. I pay a high price for my open talking like you do for your silent mystery. Come and talk to me. Please talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me, Mr. Mystery. We could talk about Martha. We could talk about landscapes. I'm not above gossip, but I'll sit on a secret where honor is at stake. Or we could talk about power, about Jesus and Hitler and Howard Hughes, or Charlie Chaplin's movies, or Bergman's Nordic blues. Please just talk to me. Any old theme you choose, just come and talk to me. Mr. Mystery, talk to me. Listen, you could talk like a sage. Anyway, the best of my mind all goes down on the strings and the page. That mind picks up all these pictures. It still gets my feet up to dance, even though it's covered with keloids from the slings and arrows of outrageous romance. I stole that from Willie the Shake. You know, neither a borrower nor a lender be. Romeo, Romeo. Is your silence that golden? Are you comfortable in it? Is it the key to your freedom, or is it the bars on your prison? Are you gagged by your ribbons? Are you really exclusive or just miserly? You spend every sentence as if it was marked currency. Come and spend some on me. Shut me up and talk to me. I'm always talking. Chicken squawking. Please talk to me.
Joni Mitchell with Talk to Me from the 2024 archival album The Asylum Years, 1976 to 1980. Mitchell apparently wrote the song after she joined Bob Dylan's Rolling Thunder Review and noted that Dylan only spoke to her twice. Before that, we heard David Rovix with Rent Strike. He's a topical singer-songwriter based in Oregon who's been playing since the 1990s. That one's from his recent album, Ministry of Culture, live at Eco-Socialism 2024, which was released in July. He writes that the song is for the notion of a collective rent strike and how it might work. Before that, we heard David Francy with Torn Screen Door. Here's one from Sam Amidon and Beth Orton. Amidon is a contemporary folk artist from Vermont, now based in England. His only time at Folkfest was in 2012. Orton is an English musician who's been performing since the 1990s. This song, Sundown, is from Amidon's 2020 self-titled album. He learned the song from the fiddler Bruce Green, and it's likely the only recorded version of the song.
Thank you. Sundown, I'll see you when the sun goes down. Sundown, I'll see you when the sun goes down. Sundown, I'll see you when the sun goes down. Sundown, see you when the sun goes down. See you when the sun goes down. Sundown, I'll see you when the sun goes down. Sundown, see you when the sun goes down. Sundown, I'll see you when the sun goes down. The sun goes down. Sundown, I'll see you when the sun goes down. Sundown, see you when the sun goes down. Sundown, I'll see you when the sun goes down. Sundown, I'll see you when the sun goes down. Sundown, see you when the sun goes down. See you when the sun goes down. Sundown, I see you when the sun goes down. Sundown, I see you when the sun goes down. Sundown, I see you when the sun goes down.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right, hi, everybody. We're the Mountain Goats and Midtown Dickens, and this is called Little Boxes by Malvina Reynolds. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes, little boxes, little boxes, all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one. Out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they got put in boxes and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and there's lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. They all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry. And they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where they get put in boxes and they come out all the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. Yeah.
greatest auxiliary. It's a good auxiliary. About the best auxiliary that you ever did see. You need an auxiliary, see the lady's auxiliary. It's that lady's auxiliary. I ain't knocking on our women, cause I love them as good as you. But women's mighty funny, we all know that is true. Riding on our subway trains or walking on our streets, these things our women wear for hats has really got me beat. Some wind around like serpents, some look like ice cream cones, and some like flower gardens that blossom on their domes. Some look like grocery baskets and some look like rat traps, and you can't tell if they're going out or just getting back. Oh, the ladies' auxiliary, it's a good auxiliary, about the best auxiliary that you ever did see. If you need an auxiliary, see the ladies' auxiliary. It's that lady's auxiliary.
That was Ramblin' Jack Elliott with Ladies Auxiliary. He's a folk singer from New York City who is a protege of Woody Guthrie, a collaborator with Daryl Adams, and a major influence for Bob Dylan. He's played Folkfest 5 times over the years, the last in 2005. That one was written by Woody Guthrie in 1942. Before that, we heard The Mountain Goats and Midtown Dickens with Little Boxes. The Mountain Goats are a contemporary band formed in California in the early 1990s and currently based in North Carolina. Midtown Dickens are a Durham, North Carolina folk band. That song was written by Malvina Reynolds in 1962 and popularized by Pete Seeger through his 1963 recording. Before that, we heard Sam Amidon and Beth Orton with Sundown. We'll hear one now from Gordon Bock. He's a folklorist and musician from Maine who's released almost 40 albums since the mid-1960s. He's only played Folkfest once in 1979. This one, Jim Jones, is off his 2023 album Wind Calling. It's a compilation of archival recordings made in studios, concert halls, and homes from Rockport, Maine to Stanthorpe, Australia. It's cited as a traditional Newfoundland folk song.
Old Jim Jones, the fisher, the trapper, the trawler. Old Jim Jones, the fish-killing banker, is dead. No fisherman surely set foot in a dory like Jim Jones, the fisher, who died in his bed. Was there any old fisher tied sods or made bobbers or set out his trawls in the dark, it is said? No fisherman ever braved such stormy weather as Jim Jones, the fisher, who died in his bed. In the foggiest of weather, he'd set out the leader. And who in the devil this side of the head could haul up the codfish and pick out the dogfish like Jim Jones, our skipper, who died in his bed? There never was a salter this side of the water. There never was such a glutton for eating cod's head. There never was a cracky who could chew tobacco like Jim Jones, our skipper, who died in his bed. Was there any old fisher or any old fellow cut throats or split fish or could tear off the head? I'm damned if I ever saw one could pick liver like Jim Jones, our skipper, who died in his bed. Jim Jones, he would surely go out in his dory and set out his traps all weighted with lead. No fisher from Sidon hauled traps with such tide on like Jim Jones, our skipper, who died in his bed. Was there any old fellow this side of the harbor sailed straight down the channel and tack round the head? It would make you all frantic to sail the Atlantic with old Skipper Jones, who died in his bed. His traps are unmended, his fishing days ended, his trawls are all rotten, his fishing boat sunk. His days as a rover are finished and over. Old Jim Jones, our skipper, who died in his bunk.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming way down in on deep blue sea. I'd have all these good-looking women, Lord, fishing after me, fishing after me, Lord, fishing after me. While I went to my baby's house and I sat down on her step, she said, "Come on in, daddy, my husband just now left. Husband just now left. Baby's house, and I sat down inside her door. I say, "I leave so soon in the morning, your man never know. Black, you see the berries, you know the doggone sweet of the juice. It takes brown skin woman for my particular use, Lord. Take rocks and it take a lot of gravel and then show building solid road. Take fine brown skin, Lord, satisfy my soul, satisfy my, satisfy my, satisfy my soul, Lord. That's why I wish I was a catfish swimming way down in that old deep blue sea. I'd have all these good looking women fishing after
Anybody here with perfect pitch? I pity you.
Peggy Seeger with Country Blues. She's an American folk singer and member of the Seeger family, and she's been living and performing in the UK for over 60 years. She's been at Folkfest 3 times, the last in 1997. That one's from her 2012 album Live, which was recorded in 2010. Country Blues is related to the songs Little Maggie and Darlin' Corey, and was first collected in the Appalachian region of the United States in the 1800s. Before that, we heard Jerron Paxton with Catfish Blues. He's a contemporary Los Angeles musician whose style draws from recordings made before World War II. That song is credited to Robert Pettway, an American blues musician, based on the fact that he was the first to record it in 1941. Paxton recorded it at the 5th annual Brooklyn Folk Festival in 2013. And before that, we heard Gordon Bock with Jim Jones. Here's one from the McIntosh County Shouters. This is from a 2017 album of Slave Shout Songs, a tradition that's localized largely to the coast of Georgia. Many elements of the Slave Shout tradition come from West Africa, though the tradition is also related to other African diasporic traditions from Brazil and Cuba. The word shout in this case comes from an Afro-Islamic term for a sacred dance and doesn't refer to the vocalization present in the songs. The McIntosh County Shouters have been performing since 1980, though the slave shout tradition has been passed down since the time of slavery. This song is called In the Field We Must Die, and one of the older singers, Lawrence McIver, understands the field as the world, the field of your trials and your life.
In the field
we must,
oh Lord,
we must die,
we must die.
I know what I did wrong, and I guess I've known it all along. I never could keep my mouth shut for long, and I had to dance out on the railroad tracks to find out you ain't coming back. And I guess it makes a whole lot more sense now. Sanity sure is funny when wrote. Four syllables inside a minor note. And I ain't laughing now that you're long gone. If I'd have kept my mouth shut, I'd have never wrote this song. Text if I had a phone by a real smart pigeon or an RC drone, send a smoke signal. If I could light a fire, I should have never told you what I was thinking. Should have left town before I started sinking. Maybe you'd have tried to stop me if you could. Yeah, insanity sure is funny when wrote. Four syllables inside a minor note. And I ain't laughing now that you're long gone. If I'd have kept my mouth shut, I'd have never wrote this song. Said, I did what I done for a real big fella. I sure can run, but never far enough to forget you. Now I'm wishing that your eyes were green or blue, so I wouldn't have to sing this damned old song for you. Insanity sure is funny when wrote. Four syllables inside a minor note. And I ain't laughing now that you're long gone. If I'd have kept my mouth shut, I'd have never wrote this song.
That was Richard Inman, a folk and country artist from Winnipeg, with What I Did Wrong. And that one comes from his 2019 album, Hasta La Vista. Before that, we heard the McIntosh County Shouters with In the Field, We Must Die. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play over at my website, juliannacyoung.com. If you head over there, you can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well, where I'll send you a monthly roundup of interesting links I've come across during my research. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at barkingdogckuw. Let me know who you'd like to see on the lineup for Folkfest's 50th anniversary next year. I hope some of our picks today make it on. I'll leave you with one from John Reichman, Ferris and Jason Romero, Patrick Metzger, and Trent Freeman. Reichman is a Grammy-winning mandolinist, composer, and educator based in Vancouver. This song, The Old Steeple, is from Reichman's 2021 album, New Time and Old Acoustic. Take care.
Station can meet your needs like we can. CKUW 95.9 FM.
I need a freak to hold me tight. I need a freak every day and every night.